Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Scott Zolak here post-game. A good first half, a terrible, sloppy second half. The biggest news of the day, obviously, Rob Gronkowski returns. The offensive line not doing so great. What are your thoughts on the offense as a whole?
I just think third down right now they got issues. You look at Cincinnati, they were 1-for-12 today here at this place called MetLife. Changes every month. 1-for-12 again. That's 2-for-24 combined out of those two losses. So when you don't convert on third down, you lose football games. That's the message. It's going to get Gronk back in there, moving him around. I don't think he has his football legs quite yet, but the arm really looks good, looks strong. They had some protection issues up front on some 3- and 4-man rushes. Thought they had a really good first half all around.
Right.
Clock management, complementary defense, offense, special teams. And then you come out, you start the third quarter with 3 straight sacks on your first down on 3 consecutive possession after possession after possession. And then you had to pick 6, and then you're fighting uphill after that.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the defense. Obviously looking to Dante Hightower to kind of take over that Jerod Mayo role. He, to me, looks a little unstable, maybe a little bit overwhelmed. And is the defense,
got a lot on his plate.
Is the defense really feeling the loss of Akeem Talib today?
Oh, I think it's night and day when Akeem's not out there. You saw Arrington matched up on Curley a couple times, couldn't handle him. They brought Marquise Cole in a game later. He matched up on Curley for the rest of the day. But for the most part, you know, Geno Smith made a couple plays with his legs on third down to keep drives alive. And they blew up a lot of opportunities out here today. Gronkowski, you know, down the sideline here, down the middle of the field. Brady had Dobson in overtime on a fade stop. Should have caught that one. It's going to be a lot of what-ifs and could-haves and should-haves. So.
We got to expect Rob Gronkowski. It's going to take him a little bit of time to get until he comes back fully. A little rusty.
It's not the space shuttle point yet.
Zoe's unhappy. There's no unicorns, no show punnies tonight. So we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. And that'll do it for this edition of Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.